This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In his first speech to the UN General Assembly, U.S. President Joe Biden urged allies to quickly address global issues. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says now that the Afghan war is over.
We've turned the page.
After ending a period of relentless war.
We're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy.
And shifting to working with nations across the globe to address the pandemic, climate change, and other issues together.
To deliver for our own people, we must also engage deeply with the rest of the world.
Looking to reassure nations even after recent disagreements with France and other staunch allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations says Afghanistan's Taliban want to address the General Assembly. AP's Mike Gracia.
The Taliban, Afghanistan's new rulers, have informed the United Nations they want their representative to speak at the General Assembly. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres received a communication last week from currently accredited Afghan Ambassador Ghulam Ixakzai listing Afghanistan's delegation for the General Assembly's 76th session. But Monday, another letter arrived from the Taliban saying Ixakzai no longer represents Afghanistan. The Taliban is nominating Mohammad Suhail Shaheen as Afghanistan's new UN representative. Afghanistan is scheduled to give the final speech on the closing day of the General Assembly on September 27th. I'm Mike Gracia.
The two biggest economies and largest carbon polluters in the world announced separate financial attacks on climate change Tuesday. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country will no longer fund coal-fired power plants abroad, surprising the world. That came hours after U.S. President Joe Biden announced a plan to double financial aid to poorer nations to $11.4 billion by 2024. This is VOA News. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday addressed the United Nations General Assembly and repeated a call for a declaration to formally end the 1950-53 Korean War. North Korea had long sought a formal end to the Korean War to replace the armistice that stopped the fighting, but left it and the U.S. Led U.N. command still technically at war. Moon, who has been active in trying to engage with North Korea throughout his presidency, has argued that such a declaration would encourage North Korea to give up to denuclearize. Washington has said Pyongyang must give up its nuclear weapons first. Haitian migrants flown by the U.S. to their homeland try to get back on the plane in Port-au-Prince. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with that perspective.
The chaotic effort to send thousands of Haitians back home included a scene at the airport in Port-au-Prince. A siren wails as a fire burns. Some of those who had just gotten off the plane try to get back on, leading to scuffles and arguments with police. Many of those being deported left their country for South and Central America following the devastating 2010 earthquake. The expulsion flights are expected to continue, while Mexico is also moving some migrants away from the border near Del Rio, Texas. Boston-based Partners in Health is demanding an end to the flights, which it calls inhumane treatment of Haitian migrants and asylum seekers. I'm Tim McGuire.
COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have climbed to an average of more than 1,900 a day for the first time since early March. Experts saying the virus is preying largely on a distinct group, 71 million unvaccinated Americans. The increasingly lethal turn has filled hospitals, complicated the start of the school year, delayed the return to offices, and demoralized healthcare workers. Sudanese authorities reported a coup attempt Tuesday by a group of soldiers, but said the attempt failed and the country's ruling council and military remain in control. The development underscored the fragility of Sudan's path to democracy. More than 2 years after the military's overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir, amid a public uprising against his three-decade rule, Sudan's state-run television called on the public to counter the coup attempt, but did not provide any further details. Again, Sudanese authorities reporting a coup attempt by a group of soldiers, but said that the attempt actually failed. There is more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.